Welcome to REA's DOWG Random Thoughts. I'm REA's DOWG. Before I begin the segment, I'd like to take a moment to thank Tailsbit for mounting a campaign to keep me going on YouTube. It was successful. I want to thank everyone that signed this petition and all the messages and voice messages I received, especially one message I got in particular from a 12-year-old boy who said that he really enjoys watching my random thoughts and like my advice, and he has friends that they don't have a YouTube account but they enjoy watching my random thoughts as well. So things like that was really touching. I appreciate it. Thank you much. Today I'm going to talk about working alongside with people who don't share your beliefs. This is really tough sometimes. Case in point, I work in Massachusetts. Need I say more? The state of Barney Frank? Come on. But seriously, I have to contend with a lot of different beliefs. I mean, let me just give you a couple examples. I was working with this guy, nice guy and everything. We're listening to The Rock, WCCC. And an advertisement came on that said, you can win a Ouija board from the Prince of Darkness, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. So I said, why would anyone want a Ouija board? I mean, everyone knows what the Ouija board is associated with. So I said that, then the guy jumps in and says, why, who wouldn't want one? I said, I wouldn't. He says, why not? I said, come on, don't you know what a Ouija board is? Just evil with witches and all this stuff. And he got really offended. I didn't know that he's engaged to a Wiccan. I think that's what you call someone who's a practicing witch, whatever you call them. He said, you gotta get educated, my brother. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's not about evilness and stuff like that. So I said, what is it about? Nature and Earth? Like Earth Day? He was like, you got it. So I didn't want to cause any argument, so I just kept it at that. Obviously, I don't believe. I'm pretty sure that's not what it's about, but I'm not going to argue with him. This is someone I have to work with every now and then, so I just left it at that. And this other kid, nice kid and everything, we're working and politics came up. He just really, I mean, you guys, I don't have to tell you guys how I feel about Obama. So he started saying things about Obama, praising him. Oh, that just set me off. I just ripped right into him. And for the whole day, we were ripping at each other. But he's a cool guy. I mean, we get along pretty good now. We don't talk about politics anymore, but it was just driving me nuts, the things he was saying. And more recently, I found out that he doesn't believe in God. I didn't really change my opinion about him. I still, you know, I knew him for who he is, and he's a pretty nice guy and everything. You know, I didn't really discuss it with him. If he doesn't bring it up with me, I'm not gonna bring it up to him. So I don't know if he's an atheist or he just don't believe in God or anything at all. I'm not sure. But it's just so much to contend with. I mean, these are just certain examples. Then you have others where, you know, I just have no idea where they're coming from. I mean, they act like I have a Bible on in my workstation. So I had the Bible. I tried to touch him with the Bible, and he freaked out like it was holy water. I was like, what is wrong with this guy? I mean, I don't know. Some people, you know, I could get along with people like that, but there's one group of persons that will never ever get along with, and that's someone who worships Satan. It's impossible. That's God's enemy, sworn enemy. You think I'm going to get along? Yes, you're supposed to love everyone, but no, there's no way I would get along with someone who worships Satan. It's just not possible. Haven't ran into anyone like that, but I wouldn't even try to like them. I would show my dislike strongly against them. So, I mean, I stand up for my belief no matter if you guys tune out, because there's many people who listen to my show. They're atheists, they don't believe in God, so whether or not you do or you don't, I don't really don't care if you tune out or not. My faith is strong, and that's the way I'm gonna always be. I never waver. That's just how I am. I never waver in what I believe in. It's impossible. You can't shake me. Like, I remember way back when, not gonna mention their race, but I was really, like, really into church. I'd go 3 times a week, you know, prayer on Friday. What else? I think Tuesday was like Bible study or something like that. And then church on Sunday and sometimes Sunday night. I used to love it. So I'd go to work because I feel so good. And I'd talk about it. And they would try to convince me that's not the way to go. I don't know if they worship the Dalai Lama. I don't even know what the Dalai Lama is, but it doesn't really matter. But that's not what drove me away from the church, though. I mean, I loved going. I felt so good after prayer. It was great. What drove me out, believe it or not, is the people within the church. See if you know. Because I'm not sure. Other Christians will probably know what I'm talking about, but they have this thing what they call testimony. So, you know, I'm a realist, and if I have a testimony to give on Sunday night, I'm gonna give my testimony. But if I don't have one, I'm not gonna try to fake it. And they used to try to pressure me, you gotta give more testimonies on Sundays. And then eventually that led into this other pressures, and that's what drove me away from the church. And it's too bad, because I really loved that church a lot. I really, really loved it. You know, it's not too late. I could probably find another one, you know. But that's just how I am. It's hard to get a, you know. The best advice I could give you is, if you run into someone who doesn't believe in the same things you do, try not to discuss it, because it's going to lead to an argument. It's going to lead to an argument. It really is. Like, if they ask you, what do you believe in? You tell them you believe in God. And if they ask you why you try to start an argument, don't give in to their argument. You tell them you believe in faith, and your faith is strong, and you won't waver. And no matter what you say to me, you're not going to convince me otherwise, whether you believe in evolution or monkeys or all that other crap. So that's just how strongly I feel about it. There's no way. No way you're going to make me shake. It's just like people say, you should stop rapping. But where were you guys? You know, where were you? Why, when the petition was going on, that was your time, haters, to put in your bid telling me to get out. If I had gotten more bids to get out, it still wouldn't have helped. But I don't know why I just said that. I didn't even prove any point. But anyway, that's how I am. And I need to work for myself, really do, because I don't care if you're my boss or you're my boss's boss. If I think that you're making me do something that's stupid, you know what I'm going to tell you to your face? This is stupid. Why are you making me do ABC when I did CDE already? I mean, why would you send me to Chicago to learn something? Then I come back, and then you make me get up at 3:45 in the morning for BS to do the same thing that I did in Chicago. Does that make any sense, people? No, it don't. So I got out of it. I was supposed to do that tomorrow, but I pretty much told. That's why I like my old boss. He's a guy who will stand up. If you went to him and said, listen, this is stupid, he would go to his boss and say, listen, I think that this is stupid. Rayshon thinks it's stupid, and he's absolutely right. I don't think you should send him. No, a lot of times I would get out of it. Sometimes I still have to go, but at least he tried. So that's the kind of boss I respect. Still have love for him. Don't worry, I'm going to send you some videos. He is a fan of my videos too. So I'm going to definitely send him some stuff. You know? Anyway, thanks again, Tailsbit, once again for your petition, and all you guys who signed the petition, and all your messages and voice messages. So until next time.